What'd they call it?
I called it Marigold.
I always did too, that's right.
I don't know what other name you could get it.
Well, they had, you know, a few things like maybe Flying Jenny or Riding Horse or, you know, any words that anybody
might use. Well, yeah,
I always call it merry-go-round myself. Well, what do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
A grindstone.
Grindstone.
Say that, I emery wheel you want, but the grindstone is the best.
Uh-huh. Or you could say emery wheel.
Yeah, you can say that.
But I like grindstone. I'm like you. Okay, now this is a question about the fences that I was asking you about. And I wondered if you could explain to me the differences, you know, between some of them. And the first kind of fence is a pale fence.
Pale?
Uh-huh. You have any idea what that could be?
A pale fence. I don't know what that means.
Well, what
because
about...
Because it's nothing but a Y fence or a rail fence.
There's a Y fence and a rail fence.
Rail fences. Well, all we have, and we come up just in the later years, that started this wire business everywhere. Cut out the rail business, you know.
Well, now, did you ever know of any different kinds of rail fences, or was it just one
kind?
Well,
just all one kind of rigged pine, because I think that's easier split than anything else.
I see. And those were the kinds you were telling me about that were...
Yeah, and they were seesaw.
Right, seesaw kind. Okay, fine. Thank you. Now, if you have too many people spending the night over here at your house, what would you call a bed that you made on the floor for them?
I'll call
it
pallet.
Uh-huh. Now, what would you call low ground in a river valley? Would you call that anything? You know, you have the mountains and then the valley, and you have this real low ground. Would you...
Well, I don't know what to call it.
Well, you're like me. You probably just call it low ground. Is that
I reckon so.
Uh-huh. Well, now, would you...
It would be low, wouldn't it?
Right, exactly. Would you name several kinds of roads depending upon what they're made of? You know, like, what's the road in front of the house made of, for example?
A paved road.
Uh-huh. Can you think of any other kinds?
Well, there ain't no other kind that I know of. I reckon paved roads are all there is to.
Well, what if the road's not paved? What would it be?
Well, it'd be a dirt road.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call a paved road with a light-colored surface? You know, paved with concrete is a light-colored surface.
Well,
you call that anything special?
Well, there's one that's got that light-looking, not such a light, but just a little dark under there, but I can't call the name of that.
Okay.
Another.
Well, what would you call a paved road if it had a black surface? You call that anything? You know, a road that's
really... Tar on that.
Tar. Uh-huh, right. Good. Thank you. And this is a question I didn't know the answer to at all, because I'm not a city girl, so I don't know whether you'll know either. But what do you call the little grassy strip? It's about 3 or 4 feet wide, and it's between the sidewalk and the street. You know, just that little strip.
What you mean, a little strip of hedging?
Uh-huh, hedging.
Well, you can call it thrift.
Uh-huh.
Well, thrift makes a nice little hedging, don't you know, all around. And then the little, other little stuff. Well, there's several things you make a hedging out of.
But what would you call if it were grass, just a little strip of grass, what would you call that?
Well, I reckon maybe you'd have to always keep that cut to make that strip, then it's spread.
Right. Okay. Well, now, what would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Dog?
Uh-huh. What would you call him if he was just a worthless dog that just stayed around
and ate? I'd say he was worth what he ate.
One worth what he ate, okay.